With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.
Hello, and welcome to With Heart and Voice, a program of inspiring sacred choral and organ music. I'm Peter Dubois, and I'm glad that you've joined me for the next hour of fantastic listening. Sacred choral music embraces such a wide variety of musical and tonal textures, whether unaccompanied or accompanied by organ or piano. But it takes on an added dimension when combined with other instruments, whether brass, orchestra, or solo instruments. On today's program, we'll explore some of these magical combinations in music by C.H.H. Perry, Richard Webster, Ennio Morricone, Fred Grammon, and others. We'll begin with antiphonal music of the Renaissance. Though originally conceived for antiphonal brass choirs, the canzoni of Gabrielli work equally well in dialogue between brass and organ. We'll listen to the Canzona Septimi Toni No. 2 by Giovanni Gabrielli, performed by the Boston Brass with organist Mel Butler. Canzona Septimi Toni No. 2 by Giovanni Gabrielli. Organist Mel Butler performed with the Boston Brass at St. Mark's Cathedral in Seattle. The glory and excitement of hymn singing is heightened, especially on festival occasions, with the addition of brass. Richard Webster, organist and choirmaster of Trinity Church Boston, is an acknowledged master of creating stunning arrangements for just such occasions. We'll listen to his setting of the wonderful 20th century hymn, How Shall I Sing That Majesty, to the tune Ko Fen by Kenneth Naylor. Richard Webster leads musicians of the Parish of St. Luke in Evanston, Illinois. Richard Webster led musicians from the Parish of St. Luke, Evanston, in his own arrangement of the hymn, How Shall I Sing That Majesty? There are abundant biblical references to joining voices and instruments in praise of the Creator. Perhaps none is more central than the final entry in the Book of Psalms, Psalm 150. We'll listen to an Anglican chant setting of this glorious psalm with music by George Talbot. John Scott leads the choir of St. Paul's Cathedral, London. O Praise God in His Holiness, an Anglican chant setting by George Talbot of Psalm 150. The choir of St. Paul's Cathedral, London was directed by John Scott. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. The flute makes a lovely addition to choral music with its clear and sometimes vocal quality. Fred Grammon has made wonderful use of flute, added to the organ accompaniment of his serenely beautiful anthem, Still, Still with Thee. The words are by Harriet Beecher Stowe, and we'll hear a sensitive performance by the American Repertory Singers. Leo Nestor directs, with Sarah Stern playing flute and Jay Rader playing the organ.
Thank you.
The American Repertory Singers, led by Leo Nestor, performed music by Fred Grammon. Still, Still With Thee was accompanied by flutist Sarah Stern and organist Jay Rader. A significant cathedral dedication occurred in July 2019 when the former Crystal Cathedral in Garden Grove, California, was rededicated as Christ Cathedral for the Roman Catholic Diocese of Orange. Among the many spectacular pieces included in that grand occasion was a festive fanfare, introit, and procession titled Let Us Go Rejoicing by esteemed church musician Peter Latona. It marshaled the forces of no less than six of the cathedral choirs, with full orchestra accompanying. We'll hear a performance by the Christ Cathedral Choirs and Orchestra led by John Romeri. Spectacular music for a spectacular space.
Thank you.
Let Us Go Rejoicing by Peter Latona. Music for the dedication of Christ Cathedral in Garden Grove, California. John Romeri led the Diocesan Choir, the Diocesan Children's Choir, the Cathedral English Choir, the Cathedral Schola, the Cathedral Spanish Choir, the Cathedral Vietnamese Choir, and full orchestra. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. Music for the film The Mission, composed by Ennio Morricone, gave us several memorable pieces of music, both choral and instrumental. Perhaps most well-known is the piece Gabriel's Oboe, which we'll hear in an arrangement by Wilma Jensen for oboe, organ, harpsichord, and percussion. Dr. Jensen plays the organ, Bobby Taylor plays oboe, Mary Catherine Race plays harpsichord, and Dean Walker plays percussion. Gabriel's Oboe by Ennio Morricone, as arranged by Wilma Jensen, who led musicians from St. George's Episcopal Church in Nashville. Music of English composer James Whitburn is featured in our next selection, a multi-movement Requiem Canticorum, which adds the haunting sound of soprano saxophone to the choir and organ texture. Tom Manoff on NPR's All Things Considered once noted, "The word luminosity describes the nature of celestial light, and the music of composer James Whitburn is a celebration of that light, peaceful, radiant, and clear." The mostly brief movements do not comprise a full requiem, but include Introit, Pie Jesu, Alleluia, De Profundis, and Lux Aeterna. Magnum Chorum from the Twin Cities performs under the direction of Mark Stover. Requiem Canticorum by James Whitburn. Requiem Canticorum by James Whitburn was recorded live by Monium Corum, led by Mark Stover. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. In our next two pieces, flute again enhances the musical character. First, in the joyous communion hymn built on a Jamaican melody, Let Us Talents and Tongues Employ. It's adapted by Doreen Potter and arranged by Bradley Ellingbow. That'll be followed by a gentle setting of Amazing Grace with flute as the only accompaniment in an arrangement by Richard Prue. George Ellis Mims leads musicians of St. Martin's Episcopal Church in Houston. Sidney Carlson plays flute.
Christ is able to
The choir of St. Martin's Episcopal Church in Houston sang arrangements of two hymns. We just heard Amazing Grace, as arranged by Richard Prue, and earlier heard Let Us Talents and Tongues Employ, arranged by Bradley Ellingbow. Sidney Carlson played flute, and David Henning played the organ. All were directed by George Ellis Mims. 19th-century hymn writer Henry Baker paraphrased both Psalm 148 and Psalm 150 in his grand hymn, O Praise Ye the Lord. It's set to the equally grand hymn tune Laudate Dominum by Sir Charles Perry, which comprises the closing section of his extended anthem, Hear My Words, O Ye People. John Ferguson has further arranged the hymn to add brass in the performance we'll hear by the St. Olaf Choir. Anton Armstrong conducts. O Praise Ye the Lord, to the tune Laudate Dominum by C.H.H. Perry. The arrangement by John Ferguson was performed by the St. Olaf Choir, conducted by Anton Armstrong. Thank you for joining me for today's program as we've listened to music enhanced by the magical combination of choir, organ, and instruments. I hope you enjoyed the selections I've chosen and found them to be inspiring and uplifting. Some of the recordings on today's program come from the Richard Gladwell Collection. This program is also available for on-demand listening on our website, withheartandvoice.org. We hope you'll like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. You can also send email to withheartandvoice@wxxi.org. Audio producer for the program is Andrew Croucher, with assistance from Robert Braden. Executive producer is Gene Fisher, and I'm Peter Dubois. Please join me again next week for another edition of With Heart and Voice.
With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.